The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Tom Williamson with KIIC Radio and Tom Cullen with the Storm Lake Times. Tom from KIIC Radio will start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator Grassley, it's a real privilege and pleasure to visit with you. I was a bit surprised that you'd have time today because isn't there a big bill or legislation going forward on GMO labeling?
Yeah. But the vote isn't until 10:22 Eastern time tonight, so we got plenty of time to talk before I actually cast a vote, and I'm going to be voting for it.
Very good. Tell us I'm sure it's a compromise. That's always part of the process. So what will this bill look like? What's your thoughts on GMO labeling and how it affects Iowa and Midwest farmers?
Yeah. Well, as you know, Iowans have a lot of processing plants and industries that produce food, and they probably all market in all 50 states, and so we can end up like Vermont's already started with 50 different labeling laws, and if you're going to be a national corporation, there's no way you can guarantee your product's going to meet the requirements of each individual state. Now, right now, it's Vermont. That might not be a problem because for one state, you can make an exception and probably get by without paying $1,000 a day for every violation that might be mislabeled. But if we got 10 states or 50 states, it's entirely different. So under Congress's power, under the Constitution, to regulate interstate and foreign commerce, we can set one standard for the entire country, so that if Iowans are manufacturing something that's going to be sold in several different states or the whole country, they have one law that says how they label their food and give information to consumers, and that's important. Now, for Iowa agriculture, it's important because so much of our food grain is GMO produced. And we've had three government agencies say the safety of it. We had either 100 or 200, and I don't know if it's 100 or 200 Nobel scientists who have said about the need to have GMO and the safety of it. But some people want things labeled GMO as if there's something that's unsafe or irregular about it. And it's kind of an anti-GMO movement, and if that were to catch fire, that would be very detrimental not only to income of farmers and how farmers operate, but just think how detrimental that would be to the production of food to eventually have to feed 9 billion people around the world. So it's one standard for the entire country.
Appreciate that information.
Okay, next, Tom.
Well, Senator Grassley, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, that wasn't the question, of course, but recently your former colleague, Tom Harkin, he spoke with us recently, and he said that regulation is of farm effluent is absolutely necessary in solving Iowa's water quality problems, with particular regard to Des Moines Water Works. What do you think about Senator Harkin's claims? And
Senator Harkin's claim is absolutely right, but I don't think it's in conflict with what we're doing in Iowa, because you may remember 3 years ago we had the EPA director at the state fair and commenting on her feeling that the environment or that the voluntary water quality things that the state of Iowa was working on would meet EPA requirements. And of course the state of Iowa wouldn't be putting out the pressure to do things to clean up the environment if they also didn't agree with Senator Harkin.
Mm-hmm. But you don't think regulation is necessary under the Clean Water Act regulations, say drainage district effluent?
Well, you got to follow the federal law, and the federal law applies to what we call point source pollution. not non-point source pollution. And we've said for 40 years it's okay to regulate point source pollution because you can focus where it's coming from. Runoff from when God decides it's going to rain 10 inches in one night, or one of my colleagues showed me 9 inches Missouri someplace in 24 hours. There's no way the farmer can regulate that. There's no way you can pass regulations to govern that. So you've got to concentrate on what the federal law requires, and that's point sources of pollution, not non-point sources of pollution. Tom at KIC?
Yes, sir. I know you're probably tired of hearing about the FBI investigation, but as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, haven't you called upon FBI Director James Comey to release all evidence into the investigation of Hillary's email? And I know Senator Cruz has called for that as well.
Yeah.
Why continue this issue? What would you like to accomplish?
Well, you continue this issue because, like I get at my town meetings in Iowa, Iowans want to know about the email situation. And we spent a lot of taxpayers' money for the FBI to investigate whether Hillary was misleading people. And maybe the best answer to your question is what the FBI director himself said, that he, when he opened his 15-minute report to the news people, he said that this is such high visibility, maximum transparency should be what it's about. And so I'm following up with a 4 or 5 page letter that we could give you a copy of if you want it, that says whole lots of questions to make sure that everything that the FBI knows about this, the public gets a chance to know. And I suppose a lot of this is coming out in the hearing in the House today, and we may have a hearing, you know, down the road in the Senate Judiciary Committee. But right now, this is being discussed for several hours before the House Oversight Committee. So maybe some of this information will come out today, but we want all the information out. We probably want to know most specifically whether Hillary Clinton ever took the Fifth, or was there any evidence, were there any questions between her and the FBI that were considered off limits before she agreed to the interview? But what we do know about this is that she said that no classified information were in her private server email. We now found out from the FBI that she misled on that. She said that what she did with the private server was allowable. The Inspector General, State Department, said that's not true. She said she turned over all of her work emails. We know now from the FBI that's not true. She said no security breaches resulted in her handling of the emails. We know that from the FBI, that's not true. She said she never sent or received any classified emails. We know that on 120 times, according to Comey. So Comey expressed how extremely careless this whole thing was happened. And even though it didn't lead to an indictment, the question is raised, how come it didn't lead at least to the misdemeanor charge that, like Petraeus had? She's not indicted on anything, but the FBI at least did indict her for Clinton being incompetent and using bad judgment. And I think that's pretty bad for a candidate for president to have the FBI say that about him. Transparency is about giving Iowans a confidence that the FBI's conclusion was above board and making sure that the federal government isn't just looking out for the political elite. We need to be sure it's working for all the people. We're ready now for Tom Storm Lake.
Senator Grassley, I was just wondering, I know the Farm Bill is a little bit of a ways off, but I was just wondering, is there any, what are your thoughts on it now in its infancy, in the next stages of its infancy? Yeah. What do you want out of the next one?
I think the biggest battle is going to continue the best safety net that farmers have, and that's crop insurance. And remember, crop insurance is a program that farmers pay into. Most of the disasters like earthquakes and hurricanes and floods and stuff like that, or tornadoes, let's say, maybe a little less floods, nobody pays anything. You get everything 100% from the federal treasury. Farmers buy into crop insurance, and that's a little bit different than other disaster programs. And people want to take that away, and preserving that, I think, will be the number one responsibility that we have. Thank you, Tom and Tom, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.